Seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. You know, I thought he did good. I thought really everybody we put out there tonight, you know, I was proud of their performance, how they went about it. I think they executed our formula pretty good, and David was no different. I think he was a guy that got set back with a sickness early in camp, didn't get a lot of reps, but he looked pretty sharp tonight. You know, we've got a lot of hard work. You know, it's never an easy time of year for any coach in the National Football League. You got guys that have, you know, really worked hard, sacrificed a lot of time and effort, and I respect what they do, and you know, we've got tough decisions, and we'll have to work through that, but we'll do everything in our power to pick the best 53.
That's what they're trying to do right now. That's John Fox. Welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
Yep, Cademan, he's right. He's got a lot of hard decisions to make, and we're going to see what those decisions are going to be. We held off as long as we could. It's about 8 o'clock at night. We wanted to get this podcast out to let folks know that we haven't forgot them.
Yeah.
Friends of the podcast, we're here. We're getting ready. We're pumped. We're ready for the season.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait till the season starts. And cutting players is not easy because it's people losing their jobs.
Yeah, families moving.
Yeah, it's not easy. And there's a lot of skilled players, and you have cut some. Mm-hmm. That's just decisions you have to make as a coach.
You know, we have to be honest. We didn't watch really the game. I listened to some of it on the radio last night. You know, Fales, he did lead last night, and the defense led to a big victory over the Browns. But, you know, that's the Browns.
It's the
fourth game of the preseason.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean much.
No, it doesn't mean really much of anything. Jeremy Langford had a nice showing last night. So did some veterans that they are trying to, you know, Willie Young, Lamar Houston, this, you know, I hope.
Well, I have high expectations for Langford this season. Well, not high expectations, but I hope he'll come out and be a good running back this season, show some improvements and stuff.
Well, go ahead.
And Lamar Houston, I think he'll make it because I think he will fit in, and just this, like what he has shown in the preseason. I know I've been saying it, but Willie Young, I don't think he'll make it. He doesn't fit in, and he's coming off the injury. He hasn't had much playing time. I think the Bears will cut him.
Boy, I really hope that I'd like to see if they can trade him or something.
Get something
out of
him. He has skill. He just doesn't fit into the 3-4.
He was a fantastic player until he got hurt last year. He was one of the most fun guys to watch.
His fishing pole celebration.
But Eagle Ferguson, Willie Sutton, those are the guys that really a lot's going to be dependent on them at the start of this season here.
They have to step up because Jeremiah Ratliff is suspended for a previous DUI.
Yeah, from 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And there was a trade the Bears made. They traded for a tight end by the name of Kari Lee. We don't watch, what is that called, the HBO show?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. I guess he had a big thing where he got on there and acted like their coach. But, well, you never know. I know that tonight they the Bears already dumped, what's his name, Dante Rosario.
Yeah, but the Kari Lee trade doesn't make sense with us. Because they could have drafted him, but now they're giving up a 6th-round pick to trade for him. That just doesn't make sense to me.
It's a 6th-round pick in 2 years. So, but also, he was undrafted.
Yeah.
Houston, he was an undrafted player. The Bears also, the big talk is the offensive line. No one's stepping up on that right tackle.
People are saying Kyle Long should move to right tackle. I don't agree with that at all. I think that's a waste for Kyle Long. I think he should move to left tackle to get the full ability of Kyle. Because I think he has that ability and kick Jermon Bushrod to right tackle.
Oh, I haven't really heard that thought. Jermon has been hurt. He had back surgery in the offseason. So, I mean, he's been hurting, boy. If he goes down, the Bears' offensive line is going to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if Jordan Mills, they keep him around, but they probably will.
They need him.
They need him, but I like the attitude of Kyle. He says he'll play wherever. He said he'll play receiver.
Yeah.
If they want him to.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I believe that from him. He's becoming definitely a leader of the Bears.
Another big thing that's kind of hurting the Bears right now, the injuries at wide receiver. Alshon,
yeah.
Eddie Royal, and Marquise Wilson. Marquise Wilson has a hamstring. Eddie Royal has a hip, and Alshon Jeffrey has a...
He has a calf.
Yeah, calf.
Has a calf, day to day.
Yeah.
As they say. But, you know, I have a feeling he'll be there on the beginning of the season. Marquise Wilson, now he's a question mark.
August.
Yeah, August, exactly. Not this year, not even August. Another claim the Bears made, it was from a guy who worked with Adam Gase there in Denver is a quarterback, big guy. His name's Zach Dysert.
I've heard of him. He's a big pocket passer. He's real big pocket passer. I bet you could mold him into something.
He came out of the same college, I believe, as what Ben Roethlisberger came from, Miami, Ohio. The Bears dumped Shane Carden.
Yeah, he was undrafted from East Carolina, I think. Yeah,
so he's gone. I don't see him being on the, practice squad. Injury on the third preseason game, Sonoris Perry, who was a great special teamer, did great.
Yeah.
He's out for the year.
Terrible.
Terrible thing for him. And
now, if a player is out for the year like that, would you cut him?
I think there's rules against just cutting him. I think he's on IR, so he's going to get paid no matter what. And he's on regular IR. So the Bears, they still have a lot of work, a lot of decisions to make. The 53-man roster is so close. I was trying to look up here on the Bears what who's... Well, we'll know by the we do the next podcast, everybody that's gone.
Isn't the deadline by Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern time?
Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern is the deadline. And, you feel bad for these young guys, but a lot of people really think that the Bears will have a lot of different guys they're picking up off people's... where they've dumped them, get rid of them.
A lot of people think the Bears' right tackle isn't on the roster right now. Some people think they're going to sign one from all the players being cut.
I could see that. And, around the league, now, don't we have a bunch of big news of cuts from around the league?
Darnell Dockett one was one. Yeah. Fred Jackson was one from the Bills. He played for them for like 11 years. Mm-hmm. And another one, kind of, the Bills signed the player that punched Geno Smith, Ick. In your power.
Oh, yeah.
He got cut.
Mm-hmm.
Rex Grossman got cut.
I thought it was really interesting. It was Lewis Nix III.
Oh, yeah.
He's only been in the league, a couple years?
2 years.
2 years.
Because Will Sutton was drafted right before him. I wanted the Bears to pick Lewis Nix, but something must have happened to him.
I guess he couldn't keep his weight down. Yeah, that was the things they were worried about for him.
That was a problem.
That was one of the problems before the draft,
That was a problem at Notre Dame with him.
It was.
He had problems with that at Notre Dame.
Definitely was. Big news also, Tom Brady.
Yep.
Tom Brady, he definitely, I don't know what to think about it. I got sick of hearing about it, so I really don't care. One reason I'm kind of excited in that one way. On our other fantasy draft that we were part of, family fantasy draft, I picked him just for the heck of it, and guess what? Now he's available to play.
I'm just happy it's done and over with, because it was getting really annoying every day. You always hear about the Deflategate, and that was just getting old.
It was. Yeah, it looks like the Bears cut today wide receiver Rashid Lawrence and Dante Rosario.
Tim Jennings.
Yeah, they cut him during the weekend. He's already signed with
Tampa
with the
Chicago South.
Where old Bears go to die.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Chicago South.
Yep. The only thing is Lance Briggs didn't make it down there. He's now officially, semi-officially retired.
He tweeted something, but he's retiring.
He'll be on Comcast SportsNet post show. So
he'll be a good one.
The Bears also cut a guy they signed is that Mason Foster.
Oh yeah, I thought he'd
make the team.
I thought he'd be one of the starting.
I think Christian Jones kind of knocked him out of his spot right there, I'm really happy for him.
I'm excited for Christian Jones. He could have been a high draft pick, but drug issues at Florida State hurt him, and now he's coming back. He's redeemed himself.
And that tight end boy had the perfect name to be on the Chicago Bears.
Bear Pasco.
He's gone.
Oh man.
He's gone. And Kumaine Black, I heard he had an outside linebacker, Kyle Wustman, I think. And they said he could be brought back on the
practice squad.
The practice squad there. So, man, a lot of things going on. This is a busy, busy time. But, we're going to have a busy time tomorrow. What's going on with our Chicago Bears beat friends?
That's September 5th, which is the fantasy football draft.
Right. So, and we got, it's an 8-team league. We should have went more.
Yeah,
we should have went more, but we didn't.
We thought we wouldn't get 12 teams.
Yeah, because it's hard to get everybody on the same schedule and the same time and everything. So, go ahead.
What was the person that's doing the draft at 3 a.m.? Julian?
Julian. Yeah. Hey, Julian, man. We really appreciate you being a part of our whole thing.
Yeah.
The league itself, okay. We're going to go through the names of the league, okay? Caveman, He's the Cranium Crushers.
I use a football team generator name.
There you go. Now, I just thought of one and thought it was kind of weird and funny.
Yeah.
And my team name is called the Foxy Cuddlers.
I like that.
Yeah. And our friend Greg Holden, friend of the podcast, Greg Holden, he's the Bipolar Bears.
That's one of my favorites. And then Richard, the Albuquerque Route 66ers.
How about Julian? Now, Julian's from Scotland. Is that what he said on there?
Yeah.
I think he's from Scotland, and he's minnows of the Midway.
That's a good point.
That might be appropriate for this 2015 season. We also got, I like this one, but I'm a little older than that. North Dakota, 40-year-old. That's Carrie Rauschenberger.
I like the wordplay in that one.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, 40-year-old.
And then Melissa Riley. I think it's Connecticut, Hallis Hall East.
Connecticut,
Hallis Hall. Is that what
CT
stands for?
Yeah, and the last name, Gus, we don't really want to say that one yet.
Yeah.
But it's got to do with Dick Butkus. Okay, so.
We appreciate you joining, though.
We appreciate you joining the league. So the league's going to be fun. We're going to do it tomorrow night. And you got any advice for anybody?
I can't give any tips. I want the upper hand, but.
You want the upper hand? We're going to have a nice. The winner of our fantasy league is going to get a beautiful Chicago Bears and Chicago Bears Beat prize package. We haven't got it all accumulated, but once we do, we're going to post it, and you're going to just see the amazing gifts and things that you can win. Then it makes you even more motivated to stay up on it. It's nothing worse than we're trying to do it, and then no one even pays attention. You know.
One thing I would suggest in the draft, wait for QBs. You don't need draft a QB in the first two rounds, unless you can get Aaron Rodgers with the last pick.
Aaron Rodgers, somebody like that. I mean, that's
if it's not them, wait.
You know, and study up because Caveman, he's won a couple of leagues before. So
you came close.
I've never won a league.
You came close.
Did I?
Yeah, you were in the
first time we played. Maybe. Yeah, that was a long time ago. You just don't know. And on an 18 league, we have some very good opportunities to pick a lot of different.
The teams
players.
Are going to be very. Good.
There are going to be some good teams. And that way you're going to have some very deep benches also with our with this fantasy league. So this is going to be fun. We've never done it before. We thought about it last year, but you know we've got enough friends of the podcast.
We have a big enough audience.
We have a big enough, that we can do it where a lot of folks wanted to be a part of it. So next time we're going to do it bigger. We promise you of that.
Yeah, next year we will definitely do a 12-teamer. Mm-hmm.
So, as for the Bears, who knows? It's going to be the first four games. Boy, it's going to tell a lot about our season.
If we can do
something those four games, then I can really get me a big glass of Kool-Aid.
Yeah. And real fast, I got my SI NFL preview today, and I was just flipping through it, and I came across the Bears one. They're predicting the Bears to go 3-13.
I'm not giving my prediction yet.
I'm not either. I'm just saying that's
3-13. I see it being much better than that. I don't see them being worse than the Cleveland Browns. Do you?
No.
I just don't.
Too much talent.
I don't see them being worse than the Washington Redskins.
That team's in a debacle right now.
Hey, you know what? That's what I was really waiting for because everybody says the Washington, they've already named Kirk Cousins the starter for 2015.
Yeah.
They don't want to spend the money on RG3. He's going to get cut.
Yeah.
It's very likely, and they put the Bears in the top four people to grab them. You know what? Why not grab them?
Take a chance.
I would. I'd take a chance in a heartbeat on them.
That 2012 draft is looking like hot garbage, like Tom Waddle says.
Yes, right. It does.
At first, after the first season, it looked awesome.
It did, but now look at Tim Tebow. Looks like he's made as the third stringer of Philadelphia. They've shipped Matt Barkley out to Arizona.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm happy for Tim. He'll never be
NFL QB.
An NFL full-time quarterback, but hey, more power to him. He stuck around. I guess he had a wonderful game last night.
Oh, yeah. He went out there and just straight out balled, basically.
Yeah,
he did good.
That's great. So, again, the podcast, Fantasy Football League, tomorrow at 9 Eastern. That would be 8 Central.
Yeah.
So, whatever time zone that you're in, you got to figure it from the 9 o'clock Eastern time. And we're going to do that on our on the ESPN website for that. Got some nice guests coming up this season. We're really excited about that. And we're going to get some guys that you probably never heard of, but work in the areas of teams that the Bears play.
Yeah, we want to get the opponent side of you.
The opponent side of you. It'd be a lot of fun in that regard. But next Thursday, I'll be out of town, but we're still going to have the first game of the season. And Roger Goodell, he's not going to be there.
Nope.
We won't be there, but we'll be watching it on TV.
I always like watching that first game.
That first game. Is it a doubleheader this year?
No.
It used to be a doubleheader.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go. It's going to be the Patriots and the Steelers at the Patriots, right?
Yeah, because it's the defending team, Super Bowl team always.
I'll let you go first.
Tom Brady got his suspension overturned. He's going to be pumped and ready to play. That crowd at Gillette's going to be rocking. I'm saying the Patriots 37, Steelers 31.
Okay. I'm going to go against you on this. I just think the Steelers are a better team this year. They lost New England lost too many people.
But Le'Veon Bell suspended.
Le'Veon Bell suspended. I just think the Steelers can do it. I do, and I think they're going to win it by a score of 28-21. We'll see. And we tried to keep track of all these things last year.
We're going to this year.
We're
going to
keep track of every pick this year. So, hey, so I pick the Steelers. You pick
the Patriots.
The Patriots, and we'll have to see on that one there. So, I guess the next podcast will. I think it's going to be Friday-ish.
Yeah.
We'll see Friday, Saturday.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
That'd be our preview show, right?
It'd be our preview show.
That'd be a nice long episode.
Oh, yeah. Then we'll talk about, every game of the Bears season. Probably no guests until after the season starts.
Yeah.
It'd be easier for us and easier for the guests also. So, hey, we're excited. We're always excited. Everybody thinks the Bears are going to do terrible. I am yet to give my opinion on that. We'll have that here next week. But no matter what, we're always going to bleed blue and orange. Right here at Studio 34. So, till next time, bear down, friends.
That's a wrap. Everything will be better.